Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What up, party people? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We are getting it in. Damn, I'm my Uncle Ben today. I don't care what y'all say. I'm about to dye my hair back. Some color, black, brown, something. I'm going to do it. I don't care if you shake your head. I don't care what you're thinking. It is going down in the Perry house. I am not Uncle Ben. I will say this, though. This gray hair do make my hairline look stronger than it really is. Because my hairline, light skin in the mug, dog. Tanja, Gil, in the place to be. What's up? Welcome to the show. Appreciate y'all always popping in, rocking with your boy. Let's do this. Boom, 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 bam, bip. Rodney Perry Live is in full effect. Alfreda, welcome. Great day yesterday, man. Caught up on some rest. I'm fresh. Fresh to death, $1 million. We're opening up the Instagram feed real quick. If you're on Instagram, you say, Rodney Perry, how do I be a part of the show? Brown Sugar, Lonnie, Sandra, Rodney Perry, where can I find it? Well, go to the YouTube, RodneyPerry.com. Tressa, Therese, Kabuya, come on over. Come rock with your boy. We about to do these hot topics. My co-host is in the queue. Rodney Perry, where's the show? YouTube.com/Rodney Perry Live. Jesus, black man, welcome to the show. I found out I do that. Miss Tommy Girl, we'd love to see you today. Pop on over to the YouTube channel, Rodney Perry Live. Jay Walker, Caprice, welcome. What up, Jay? Look, let me tell y'all something. All y'all that went out there and bought these damn check marks, I'm paying attention. I was on Twitter last night. I ain't been on Twitter in years. I mean, I simulcast some of my tweets to Twitter. Like, this show is on Twitter right now. Rihanna, my kids laugh at me. They say, Daddy, why do you do that? Well, I feel like, y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Drama, I need you to tell me if I'm wrong when I bring you on here. But when I'm talking to people from wherever country they're from, I mimic their tone in an effort for them to hear me better. Is this disrespectful? Chef Kevin Robinson, what's up? Jesus Blackman says the only way people pay attention to you if you got a check. Not Rodney Perry. I got friends of mine. Big Vito, what's up? I got friends of mine. I said, man, I need my check mark. I need to get it. You are you. You are your check mark. Good humor wasted. Question of the day. One of many. Do you do drugs? Are you a drug guy? What's up, Forever 44 in the building? If you're over here on the Instagram page, know this. I'm about to motherfucking leave y'all. You have to go to the YouTube page if you want to interact with the show. I just opened up the motherfucking Instagram so y'all can see that we live. It is going down. Thank you, Tanja, Rochelle Gill, Princess Rhea, Nyla Biggs, Trina Pinkard, Andromeda is in the building. Do you do drugs? Yes. I'm talking about that narcotic, that Mary Jane, that cocaine. Are you on the narcotic? Are you doing prescription drugs? If you do that drug every day, you are an addict. Whether that's wine, a glass of wine every day. The tragic Pope. Shouts out to my man. Ali Sadiq is about to drop his second independent release special. I'm going to give him a call today so we can talk about it. He don't know. I call it calling my celebrity friends. All right, Instagram. Y'all ass is done. Let's get this show underway. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. You know who you are. Welcome to the show. It's One Act Drama. One Act Drama, how are you?
Let me tell you something. First of all, ignore the background. It's raggedy yet again. But
I love the background because that means you're in your new space, and yes, we're very happy for you.
Yeah, I'm still boxed up. I just moved in yesterday, so I'm still boxed up, but I'm here.
I ain't mad. Danny Nash in the building. One of my oldest and dearest friends. What up, Danny? You want to hear a love story?
Yes, I
Danny
love
Nash him. Has the most awesome love story, man. Him and his girl. I think they've been together longer than me and my wife. You know, that they young people, they sweethearts, and they get into a situation. You know what? I want to tell a man's story.
Okay.
Danny Nash, they got to bring you on the show so you can tell a story that you told me. That would be so great. People need to know that love conquers all. Victor Marshall was in the building. Alfreda Johnson in the building. Trina Pinkard in the building. What the hell does in the building mean? Because none of us are in. We're in buildings, but we're online. I love the online aspect of the show because it allows us to be where we are and still be a part of the show.
True that.
Hey, man, love, man, respect, Danny Nash. All right, I want to drum. I interrupted. How was your weekend? You rocked out with Rudy Rush this weekend. I need to hear about it.
Okay. It was a very strange show.
Okay.
We almost
strange
had
good,
fight.
Strange bad.
Bad. We almost had a fight breakout. First show went well. Let me start with that. First show.
Hey, why you bullshitting? Rudy Rush ain't the one you want to fuck with them things.
It was not him. It was two ladies.
Wow.
So in the middle of my, because I did the feature spot, in the middle of me, where I was kind of at the end, I noticed this black lady.
You started the fight. Let me find out.
Did not start the fight. I saw the fight about to happen. I saw this black lady looking at this gorgeous white woman who clearly likes a black penis every day of her life.
Okay, good for her.
Got the haircut. She had the body, the touch, everything about her screams.
She said, everything about her says, I love black, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. So I see this black lady eyeballing her hard as I'm doing my-
Just mad because she didn't call a black man.
Mad. The lady wasn't even with a black man. She was with her black homegirl. So okay. I saw her go.
Wow.
To the lady.
Oh, they know. They probably knew each other. Okay. Give it to me.
I stopped what I said, ma'am, are you okay?
To the white woman or the black girl?
To the black girl.
Okay.
I'm fine. I said, are you sure? She's like, I said, I'm fine. And then she looked at the lady again.
She said, I'm fine to you?
Yeah. So I go to the white lady who she's talking to. And I said, ma'am, are you having a good night? So she was like, yeah, I'm having a good time. You know, she real chipper. Black daddy says, fuck her. Ooh. I said, do you know that lady? And the white lady was like, I've never seen that lady before in my life.
I don't know her.
Black lady is just in her, she rolling her eyes. I said, ma'am, you sure you're good? Like, do we need to talk? We don't need to talk about nothing. There was a white table behind her. I started in on the white table as soon as I
you, came. You trying to defuse the thing, but you low key started it.
I did not. I feel like if I hadn't have addressed it, it would have gone down.
Okay, so it didn't go down.
Okay, so I go back to the white lady. I'm like, let me go to the person that's not hostile. I go back right. to the white lady. I said, man, what's your name? Joy. I said, how you mad at a lady named Joy? The lady brought the happiness with her name. How you mad at somebody named Joy?
So wait a minute, One Act Drama. Let me stop you right there. So you telling me, had you not engaged these people, that they would have got into it anyway?
I believe had I not, after the show, it would have been some smoke.
And but we don't care what happens after the show.
Well, it would have been in the building. I feel that way because after I came down, it was so bad. The audience, they could see how pissed this black lady was. Everybody was like, ooh. So it was the first time I was lost for words. I said, you know what? I ain't got no joke for that. So my time is up.
I do this. This is one thing that I will do from time to time. I ask my features to stay out of the audience.
But let me tell you what happened after.
Okay.
So I come down. The black girl is with another black lady. They go to leave. I said, are you okay? Her friend was like, girl, we got to go. I'm glad you said something. We got to go. She was going to try to fight that lady.
Wow.
She said she didn't know her either. And her friend was like, she don't know her. I don't know what her problem is. I think it was because I'm talking to the white lady or whatever. And I'm, you know, joking around. You clearly like, she was having a good time. I think it was, the lady was beautiful. I think that
the was white lady was beautiful.
She was stunning. And I think it was the attention she was getting from others.
Was the black lady not a good attractive person?
You know what? I don't even really remember. She must have been just regular.
Hey, but Princess asked a great drunk. Question. Was she drunk?
When she got up, you could tell she was very drunk. Once she got up, you could tell. But Rudy went up. Second show only had maybe 10, 15 people max. Rudy goes up. He's going. The audience, even when the host was, it was just a weird show. Rudy was like, man, y'all got me working.
Y'all were at Arlington?
No, this is in Houston.
Oh, this is Houston at the Laugh Lounge.
Comedy Lounge.
Yeah, Comedy Lounge. You can easily take a brick in there.
It was weird. First show
they can be weird. They can be weird. I will say this. They got the best food in comedy, though.
I ain't tried none.
Oh, they food good. They food is good.
That second show was ass. Rudy said he was so glad that show was over. It was ass.
You ain't got to tell me. Matter of fact, you don't make me call this the dude that own the place. What's the area code?
He was there. He know. I said, oh, God. But other than that, like I said, first show was amazing. We had a ball first show. Rudy even did extra time first show.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that room is just one of those rooms, man. What is it? Two? What's the air code over there? 2812? Come on, drama shit.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, if it was 15 people, that's all it was. It might have just been like 10 people and seven of them was a party. And it was like nobody, the white people that was there, they said they only came because they Googled comedy. And they found, because you know that ain't an area for white folks. That's the
hood. It don't feel like an area for white folks.
It is not a white folks area, it's a hood. So they just came on a whim. He said, we Googled it like 30 minutes ago. We just wanted something to do. So they were a good time. They was the only ones really paying attention. Nobody else. It's like everybody came to eat. So maybe the food is good.
The food is excellent. The food is definitely excellent. What's up, Queen? 832-713. Thank you, Queen. Candy Kisses is in the building. All in all, great weekend though. So who else worked with y'all? Who hosted?
What's that boy name? Lil Darryl.
Who the hell is Lil Darryl?
You don't know Lil Darryl? He touring with Celebrity and Nephew Tommy.
Lil fucking Darryl. I don't know who that is.
He funny. A little small guy. He funny though.
He's a little guy.
Yeah, he's a little guy. He's so funny, though. I like him.
All right, Lil Darryl. Great weekend. I was in New York City. I got photos too. Hold on, start right there. New York City was great. I got a chance to go up at the Cellar. So get this. This picture is significant because out of the five images, there is black comics on every screen.
Oh, that's a black person at the top.
That is Michael Yo.
Oh,
Yes.
Look, okay.
I think he's part Korean, if I'm not mistaken. That's Rodney Perry right under him.
That was racist.
That is,
sorry,
I forget Michael this young man's name, but they're all black comics. The Cellar, how about this drama? I've been popping in and out of the Cellar for years. The Cellar has never been this black. I mean, it might have been 30 black comics if they're just chilling at the Cellar this weekend. And the Cellar is also five different rooms in one. You know, because there's around the corner is another club that has four rooms in it, packed, all of them with 200 people apiece in it. Crazy. And New York don't give a damn. You'd be like, where's my seat? On that guy's lap. The seats are crazy. But let's get into the show. We got a lot of show today, Ms. Drama. First of all, my co-host for the day, One Act Drama, a.k.a. Andromeda Jones. She's in flux. She's moving.
By next week, I'm going to be ready for y'all.
Oh, no. It's not bad at all. I'm not tripping. It's like you got more space, too.
I do. I got more space this time.
I feel like you balled out. You got the space you want and need.
I got what I want. You see, I got a little architecture in here.
I see the little round thing at the top.
Okay. I'm balled out a little bit on this one. Got my little backsplash,
Come on. Now, are you in the same area?
No, I'm in Fort Worth now.
You in Fort Worth. So you in Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm going to be in Dallas. I get there Sunday night. I'll be in Dallas for like 17 days.
How like your girl?
So we got to grab a lunch or something at some point while I'm there. I don't know what my schedule is going to be like. I'm doing a play called Hood Book with Fred Hammond.
Oh, okay.
So I've you know, this is my first time working with them. I don't be doing plays for this reason. These long ass rehearsal periods.
Yeah, I'm just saying long.
But what you don't want to do is sign up to do a damn play and be up a damn motherfucker not knowing your shit. So I was like, you know what? I'm in all the way in.
Oh, I started this film Thursday with Coco Brown.
What?
Mm-hmm, Thursday. We start. I don't know if she's filming Thursday or not, but we start Thursday.
Me and her supposed to shoot something Thursday.
Well, maybe she not in it this Thursday then.
Maybe because me and her supposed to shoot here in Atlanta, shoot something like one day or something.
Well, she might not have to be here Thursday. I know she only has to come three days.
Okay.
For the whole.
Congratulations, man. Who's the director? Who's shooting?
Snoop Robinson is the director. I don't know who's shooting.
Y'all don't know Andromeda. One Act Drama is a bona fide actress in this mug.
Be doing my thing.
I'm going to get to the hot talks before I do, Drama. I got to throw this one out here. Check this out.
FYI, it's she, her, hers. And you're lucky. You're lucky I'm not trying to be a man. Because if I was, I'd be much better than you are. I listen to women. I respect them. I mean, and most importantly, my shit, it don't go down.
Yo. Andromeda. Is there a world where this young lady can pull you?
No, because she still has a vagina. She's a handsome young lady, though.
She's a... Like, look, are you taking some sort of hormones for your cups to be this small, or is she just a small lady?
FYI, it's she, her, hers.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. No, she removed her boobs. You can see the scar underneath her nipples. She had her boobs removed.
Oh, my God.
That long scar underneath, and it looked like she just had it because it looked like it still has that surgical glue on them.
But you, I mean, black people keloid too.
But the scar is indicative of a breast removal.
Oh, wow. And why she didn't just have some pecs put in then?
She can grow pecs. We can build our, what is it, mectoral muscle? I think that's what it's called. We can build those. Not like a man.
Oh, my God. But you got, wouldn't you have some scar tissue there?
That'll help her. Scar tissue is bulk. I'm sure she would appreciate a little scar tissue.
Goodness gracious. Barry Russell's in the building. Candy Kisses TV. I see Jerry the Great. Ladies, is there a world where this young lady could pull you?
I'm not into girls. So even though the minute I find out, even let's say I found her attractive and thought she was a boy, the minute she was empty in the front of her pants, we are done talking.
The minute she was what?
Empty in the front of her pants.
She empty?
Yes.
Candy Kisses TV says she might want to hit it. No, she didn't. She didn't say that.
Oh.
I made that part up.
I know, but she ain't say that.
Hold on. Victor Marsh says she's taking hormone shots. My nephew does. Once was my niece. Ooh.
My cousin, too. She's still my cousin. He is still my cousin. Because he's.
Trust me, big bro. They still like the D. She said something that was unique. She said, but my penis don't go down.
It don't.
So how long are you letting this lady jump up and down in your stuff with a fake penis? I mean,
that's a good question. How does that work? Like,
I mean, you know, now I got a cousin that's a lesbian, and she is on the men's side of lesbianism, and she says she be turning chicks out.
You can't turn out somebody who wasn't already interested. You just bring
Well, you know how I feel about that one-eyed drama.
All women are not a little bit gay.
All women are a little tiny bit homosexual gay.
No.
Candace's TV said she had a mastectomy.
That's I know, Doc. She got I don't know. Removed.
Uh-oh. Barry agrees with me. They secretly crave the D. Those hormones make them super horny, and they want D. Let me tell you something. I got a friend of mine that's a lesbian. Drama.
Okay.
If she get drunk, she'll give you some with her little ball cap on and everything.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
This is on a serious note. Can we erase the notion that just because somebody does not like what you like, that they like it anyway? The lady is very clear in her stance of her lesbianism. There are people that are not bisexual. They all the way gay. And everybody don't want y'all little crusty, rusty ding-a-ling. So stop
First of all, what you're not going to do is call my penis a ding-a-ling. I don't know who you think you're dealing with up here. But you do got to respect her ab game.
Oh, absolutely. But I hate when men say, no matter
Barry says the coochie and the boy shorts for him.
Sexualize that lady when she don't want you to sexualize her. She don't like penis, and she men that say stuff like that, I just feel like they don't get no panty draws from the lady folks.
Wow, how about that? How about that? All right, Jerry says she'll be pregnant next month. No, she won't. She not gonna mess up them abs. Jerry, shut your mouth. Candy Kids TV, say hell no. Nah. We know you, Candid. We know you, Michelle C. You ain't playing none of the gay business.
She barely like me in half of the time. So I know she ain't want
Candy Kids TV be getting mad. She be getting mad for real.
Yeah, she barely like me. So I know she don't want a woman.
Wow. That is a lot. But how about this? Let's get to these hot topics. Hey, y'all. My name is Roddy Perry. You're tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. My co-host for today. Partner in crime, hot off the weekend with Rudy Rush. So Latasha Scott from Escape, you know, they were saying that her and her husband have an open marriage. She said, "No, dog, it's not open marriage." Uh-oh, I just hit the wrong button there, didn't I? God dang it, what'd I do?
Uh-oh, don't bring up your Pornhub tab now.
Oh, you don't want to see that. She said that he doesn't have it like that. Not that good. She said, we do have open communication. I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't care what people say. There are no open marriages. Nobody put me, Rodney Perry made me go full screen. There is not a human being in the world that wants somebody jumping up and down or jumping up inside of their penis and or vagina. Nobody wants that. Do you tolerate it? Maybe. Are you saying something, drama, to your significant other if you asked him for open relationship? Like, your penis is not enough, sir. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what that means at all.
What does it mean? Educate me.
For someone that requests an open marriage, that means there is something that you are their person. They know they would like to spend the rest of their life with you. You are not worth losing for the something that is missing within themselves, because I really believe that when you find your person and you're searching for something, it's something that you ain't found in you. They're saying that, can I go explore out here, but stay with you because I feel safe here with you. But there's something that's missing and I would like to get it elsewhere. Mm. And I also believe open marriages can work for people in a certain line of work. Comedian, rapper, sports
but star. Isn't that simply a concession to the career? Like, look, I believe you're going to cheat, so let me let you cheat. So da 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 da.
That's an open marriage. That is you saying, I don't want to lose you as
isn't that
person.
Still unacceptable, though?
It's not if you accept it. That is someone that
Barry Russell says, it's just sex, big bro. God damn.
That's someone that understands their partner. Like, I believe an open marriage is possible. Not for me, but I believe an open marriage is possible.
I think I'm just an old man, drama.
If you trust your partner.
I think I'm just an old man. I'm like, look, first of all, I don't want the burden of having to tell you every time I want a little nookie.
You don't have to tell. If it's open, your partner understands that there's a possibility that in Wisconsin, you're going to get some Wisconsin snacks.
How about this? I don't want nobody jumping up and down in my puss either.
Well, you can't do that now. If you're going to open it, it's open.
I don't want it all the way open.
But you don't want an open marriage then. You that's want what I'm trying to tell you.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Danny Nash said, we just old school, bro. Hey, man, I like my cheating old-fashioned way. Women just want to control everything. Oh, we going to be open, but you got to call me. You got to text me for you bust.
Nobody wants their partner. Well, never mind. Some people do want their partner because some people like to watch. There's people out there that's on their freak stuff for real.
I definitely don't want to be a part of that. I don't even know what this acronym means. CDFUU.
Cracking. Okay, let me speak. Let me speak, young nigga, speak for you.
speak it, drama. You got it.
The C is for cracking. D crackin', is for duh.
The F like, up.
The U just mean they laughing real hard. Cracking duh fuck up.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, they laughing real hard.
You know my pet peeve nowadays? Motherfucker that's using emojis and hit my ass with one emoji. Let me tell you something. If you took the time to access your emojis, nigga, give me about five of them.
Yeah, don't laugh at me one time. Laugh at me at least three. I require a three emoji minimum. No matter what if you laughing, you sending me a heart, I need three of them to know you mean it.
You know what? You're absolutely right, drama. Scooter cleared it up. Hey, you guys are welcome to join the show, man. If I see your face, I'll bring you up in here. You can add your two cents to the conversation. Danny Nash say women are too good at that. Barry Russell says, do it together. Watch. You know what, Barry? Shut the fuck up.
It's a real freestyle. I'm going to say,
shut the fuck up. Don't nobody want to watch nobody motherfucking jumping up and down. Let me tell you something. I got a friend, him and his lady go to them swinger parties. He said he up in there. It was all fun until he glanced over and seen a dude destroying his wife.
It's all fun until the homie wants some.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Barry. That's what I'm talking about. See, y'all make me have to cuss y'all out. When I cuss, everybody, see, this is what you're not going to get on your morning show. You're not going to get the host telling you to shut the fuck up. Scooter says, Rodney, want that Joseph, that
no, Eleanor,
Joseph cheating
yeah.
and Eleanor good old fashioned cheating. Let me tell you something. Fire. You tell Eleanor that as long as she don't give Big Red no pussy, we good. Talking about speaking French to my lady, me and my friend, I'm gonna kill your ass. Anyway, appreciate y'all coming in today. My name is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. One Night Drama is in the building. Drama. It's some hot topics out there on the street. Okay. Florida teacher accused of organizing fights at middle school. Here's the parameters, Drama. 30 seconds. No screaming, no yelling, and no phones.
Did they already want to fight?
I don't know. Is he taking bets?
If you're going to organize, you might as well throw a couple dollars on it.
You might as well. Y'all been talking shit. Guess what? You know who ratted the teacher out? One of the little sorry-ass, soft-ass kids.
Got beat up. That's what it was. I would tell them, all right, this is what we're going to do. $5 each.
Barry said, that's old school. That's an old school teacher. He loves it.
I ain't mad at it.
I'm not mad at this at all.
I ain't mad
30 at seconds? It. First of all, you can't even get your ass whooped in 30 seconds.
I done seen 30 second ass whooping.
That's true.
You knock your ass out.
Now, the flip side of it, you let these kids fight and somebody get hurt, your ass in trouble.
Well, you shouldn't have took the fight then. That's your fault.
Look at Victor Marshall. It might be part of the curriculum. Don't judge. First of all, we know that shit is not part of the curriculum. Jerry the Great, she was 23. The teacher was a kid herself. Are you a kid at 23, though?
Yeah.
I'm sick of y'all arguing and shit in my class. Guess what? We fighting tomorrow.
My daughter 23. She definitely a kid.
I'm 50. I would damn do this. I would have their ass fighting every day.
I'm not opposed. If they fussing and arguing all day long, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, come ready. Y'all got 30 seconds. And after this ass whooping, stop arguing in my class.
Shouts out to Maurice Smith. What's up, Big Mo?
What up, Mo?
This is funny. Get it out the way and get back to learning, first of all. If you're in a classroom that's got time for people to stop and fight, they ain't learning shit.
30 seconds is nothing. As soon as the matter of fact, when the bell ring, but to come to class and to sit down, bell ring, go and fight. 30 seconds before these announcements come on.
Now, is it? Do they have an undercard? Is it several fights? Is it a, you know, the little kids fight? Then by the time you get about 2:30, it's time for that. Let me tell you something. Ain't no running when it's fighting the class.
That's good.
If you wait to 2:30, you can disappear and go home.
I think both parties have to be willing to fight.
Victor March says, I'm her defense lawyer. That's my argument. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, both parties willing to fight. And no fighting after lunch. You can't fight on a full stomach.
Either you're going to fight your classmate or I'm going to fight you. Who's the teacher, my mother?
Mm. They're out here vacuuming in the hallway. Y'all can hear that?
We can't hear it at all.
Okay.
All right. Shoppers get free food at Louisiana Trader Joe's after the refrigeration system goes down.
That's why I love Trader Joe's, because you know Kroger would throw that shit in the dumpster in the back.
Well, you know what happens. There's a thing called shrinkage that companies allow to happen. If they sell that food or give it away, I don't think they can claim it as shrinkage. And for them to do that's a loss for them. Wow.
But they can file an insurance because the freezer went out. So technically it's not. If their equipment fail, that's the insurance claim.
How about that? First of all, do you know how supermarkets work?
I've been in a few in my day.
Of course you have. So what happens? There's the A-list grocery stores, and then there's the D-list grocery stores. The food comes from the farm and starts at the A-list grocery store.
Your Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, maybe a
Publix.
Publix, maybe a Kroger.
Central Market.
Huh?
Central Market.
I don't know nothing about Central Market, but they sound high end.
Yes.
So you go high end, and then if it don't sell, they pack that shit up and they send it to the B and C stores. What's the B and C store?
You said Kroger was A-list?
Not really. Kroger's maybe a strong B.
Kroger Signature might be an A minus, headed to a B, but not okay. Regular Kroger. Regular Kroger is
no. Kroger and Publix is the same, ain't they?
Not here.
Really?
No.
Kroger My wife loves Kroger. I tell her all the time, I don't fuck with Kroger. I'm a Publix man myself.
I'm a Whole Foods, and we have what's called a Tom Thumb, which is our version of a Publix.
I ain't mad at Tom Thumb. I've been at Tom Thumb. And how about this? I don't go to Publix unless it's my Publix. I don't go to no Publix when I don't know they floor plan. Be in that bitch all day trying to find some cereal.
Produce be over here and then your store is over there.
I don't like that.
Me either. I don't like when they switch up on me.
So anyway, there's a pecking order and then it trickled down to like the low-end hood stores. The same piece of meat. So by the time it gets to that, they'll rinse that blood off and then repack it again. And you be like, oh, this steak tastes a little tough. Oh, yeah. You ever bought something at a hood grocery store that you got to cook that? Now you got to cook that shit on the way home.
That, you know why? It's tough because that's the cow-calf muscle. That's why your steak tough.
It ain't the cow-calf muscle. It's the length of time it's been out in the grocery stores.
That's cow-calf muscle. Indeed. Calf muscles on cows be tight. That's why the meat tough.
Victoria says, I only go to Publix in North Carolina.
We don't have Publix.
Google Albertsons, they own these stores.
Yeah.
Exactly. They own the store. So it's not the ownership, it's the trickle-down theory. And how about this, drama? Have you tripped off of this? It's called, what it's called? Okay. Weight ball, even know about you. Hold on. Weight ball says it's called Manager Special where I shop at.
That's probably, how about that? Put that yellow sticker on there. I mean, a red sticker at Kroger and it say Manager Special. That means,
have you ever been in a grocery store? You had a grocery store cook certain food? The food they cook, they don't even sell that shit. Them big ass wings, them chicken wings, them motherfuckers be huge. I'm like, where that shit at? I want some of that.
They ain't gonna sell it to you.
I
want you to buy it from them.
They ain't gonna sell it. Hey, y'all, my name is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. With me today, rocking One Act Drama. Mother of 6-year-old who shot the teacher has been charged with neglect.
She should be.
She should be. You shoot a teacher, your ass going to jail. Therefore, you're neglecting your child.
No, the 6-year-old shot a teacher.
Oh, the 6-year-old. Wow, you're right.
On purpose. So the teacher had been warning the school that this child was wilding out and saying the child was going to do stuff to the teacher.
Right.
The same day, the teacher had warned the school, because that lady suing the school district too. The same day, that lady warned the school that the child did something messed up. And then a few hours later, the child shot the teacher.
How about that? Wow. Hey, drama, let me throw this at you. And I would love for a couple of my guys to come here today. Because drama ain't going to answer this question the way I want it to be answered. I already know.
You don't know?
I know.
Shoot. What is it?
I don't know. Let me find the video. First of all, shouts out to New York. Had a wonderful time in New York last week. Here's
okay. Wait, go ahead. Talk about it.
I'm going to say this. When you look in the tour, Harlem, and we're going to say you tour with Harlem's favorite lady.
Right here.
Thank you.
That is Harlem's favorite lady. They have tours where they walk people from all over the world. It was a lady from France. It was a guy from Czechoslovakia. It was some black folks. And how about this? I'm a little famous, but New York and LA don't give a damn. Mm-mm. Those people were so excited to meet Rodney Perry. And we had a wonderful time. Look at this. Look at this right here. Great picture. Just a great time.
You know why?
So shouts out to Harlem's favorite lady.
Black women love black men. That's why they treated you like that.
What happened? What happened?
Black women love black men. We love y'all. That's why they were so excited to see you.
That is an absolute fact.
We like to see y'all doing well.
That is an absolute fact. Because black men have been dabbling with white women and or Asian women. Black women have not left black men. Despite how much we dish y'all and how much we treat y'all horribly. Y'all just don't rock like that. You know, tell it to me.
I might be about to get up out of here on y'all.
Where you going?
I might get me a little Asian man or something. I might be about to get up out of here.
You can't do that. I'm gonna tell you you can't do that. Cause I've been knowing you long enough. You ain't about to do that. Cause you like your penis is big.
I do. But if the right one come, I might get up out of here on y'all. Cause
it might be one large penis Asian dude out there.
They be tiny though. They bodies. That's what bothered me. They be so little in stature. I mean, I'm little too, but they be
you
little.
You can have a man that's tiny and shit.
Yeah, I don't want
to. All right, here goes the question, drama.
Okay.
Are these women, so first of all, tell you about Instagram. Instagram shows you what you look at. Right?
On your explore page.
So I am apparently looking at fat booty voluptuous women.
I can see that being very likely.
How can you see that? What that mean? I don't like the way that.
Go ahead. Proceed.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm gonna go to my explore page even right now. But and you ain't got to pause on this page but a couple of seconds to keep the algorithm going. But what I noticed that a lot of these women are beyond thick. So my question, are they fine or are they fat? Are they fine or are they fat? Is this young lady fat or fine?
I go for fine. Because to me, fine is the absence of a stomach and a small waist with a voluptuous bosom and bottom. You can be bigger than her and be fine because you have the hourglass shape. It ain't no muffin top hanging.
But she's still motherfucking 250.
Yes, but she carries it well. Would I want her body type? No. But I think that qualifies as fine. Fat is when you got the stomach, the gut to go with the butt.
But it's women out there with the stomach, the gut, the titties, and the ass.
And they fat. Even if you
that young lady, she's seated though. She might stand up and them titties go down to her waist.
Yeah, but seated, she still barely had a stomach. Even seated, you know, stomach when that stomach when you sit down, that stomach go to full form. That's full fruition stomach when you sit down.
It that's what you find lady. Out. Fat or fine?
That's a fine young lady.
I don't know, man, because she's still 5'5", 4'11".
Yeah, but
yeah, she got a small waist.
All these are body types I don't want, by the way, but I get what y'all see in them. I like being a little petite person.
Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like a voluptuous woman. You know, but I mean, I think we're upsetting the balance of people.
We definitely are. With all
these people 30 years ago would be fat.
I don't think it even 30. I think if the stomach matched, if you had the gut in the butt, absolutely. Now, what I don't
Mama Miss say looking Oompa Loompa like, you know what? You know what? I'm not going to take that from you. Don't do that.
We about to have a bunch of 70-year-olds with the body of a 30-year-old, and that's what I don't like.
Here we go. Barry says she's big fine. Big fine? Oh, God. Fine is legs and ass. That's to me anyway. Okay. How about this? I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it, drama. Fine is regional.
It's a southern thing.
Kinda, it's Midwest, no, too. I mean,
that body is southern, for sure.
Okay.
This is the difference. California would tell her she fat.
California would tell she need to never go to California. She'll get her feelings hurt.
Yeah, they would frown upon that.
Now, California are the men from California are face driven. You got to have a cute ass face. You know, and I believe their color stroke as well. And so you may have to be light skinned.
All of my comedian friends that live in California, their wives all look the same.
How about that? I've seen it, you know, but they were also maybe with a darker girl when they first started out, and that's who they ended up with is a light girl. But I don't want to get into color. I don't want to get into color right now. I'm talking about what men like. And fellas, tell me if I'm wrong. Jerry said, them titties sitting like two good students. Hilarious.
I'm tired of Jerry.
Jerry's a freaking maniac. All right. He's killing this morning, too, in the comments. Okay. All right. Candy Kids TV. I don't know. There's a lady named Persephone in L.A.
Oh, Persephone.
Oh, yeah. That's top, heavy, and men love her.
She moved to California, though. Persephone just got there recently. Persephone wasn't always in California.
No. I've seen her on social media. She is a good-looking woman. Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous, you know, but is she fat?
But, no, she's not fat. But Persephone was already famous when California got a hold of her. So it's not that California loves her. And she has an amazing personality.
Social media is even the playing field, too.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So social media helped make her. Social media tell people how you look. Like,
look, I'm going by pounds.
Yep, by pounds, yeah.
If your ass is motherfucking 250, you fat as one.
Yeah, the doctor gonna tell her to lose weight, for sure. But I think she looks amazing. It's too much teeter for me, but it look amazing on her.
Victoria says, hold up, Roddy Perry. I'm 211 and I'm 5'7" tall. I know eventually someone will like it. Let me tell you something, Victoria. I'm looking at your little picture on this page, and I'm saying to myself, that young lady is fine. But goddamn, 211 is a big girl.
She's 5'7", though.
5'7" is ain't. I'm 5'7". I'm too big. And I'm a man. You feel me? Like,
I wonder. 8 pounds, so I can't really speak on that.
I heard somebody say this on social media the other day, that it's almost become okay to be obese.
Yeah, if you look a certain way.
What's the girl out there, the singer with the flute?
Okay, and that's the thing.
What's her name, drama? What's her name?
Lizzo.
Lizzo, what? Fat or fine?
Lizzo definitely fat.
Lizzo fat. Lizzo got ass. Lizzo, when you be panning from left to right ass, you never stop panning.
But I bet you Persephone is maybe at the most only 40 pounds lighter than her. I bet you. 40 to maybe 50 pounds lighter than Lizzo.
I'm sure you can meet Lizzo and be like, wow, she's much smaller than I thought she was.
Yeah, but TV I'm saying Persephone got so much titties. And she got so much booty. Lizzo just wide. She ain't really shapely.
Granny Wilder, she said, hold up, Roddy Perry. I'm 203, 5'6", and I like me. This is the way.
You was a 98 pounds?
98-105. Okay. 203. 200 pounds is too much weight for a woman, in my opinion. And don't get me wrong, I know we as people of color carry weight better. But in an effort to be a little more healthy, we have to consider it. If your arms are motherfucking bigger than your calf muscle, your arms too big.
So I got the 170 after my son. I'm 5'3".
That's heavy for you.
Oh, and my body told me though.
Your knees and shit was like, uh-uh.
No, my heart. My body was literally
your heart.
Yes. I developed high blood pressure. I ended up having heart palpitations a lot because my body was like, what you doing, fam? And when I went to the doctor, he was like, yo, you gotta do something. So I had to lose weight. He put me on blood pressure medication. I literally lost 10 pounds and my high blood pressure went away immediately after I lost them 10 pounds.
Right. Now, but there are, for the record, for anybody that's listening, there are slim people who have high blood pressure. That is a fact.
Absolutely. But my body told me, this 170, I'm finna take you up out of here with it.
It did not say that. Said you're gonna run like an old jalopy. That's what's gonna happen. Victor Marshall says, I saw Lizzo at jury duty 2 weeks ago. She was fat but pretty.
She's beautiful with her little rabbit teeth.
I'm not saying the woman ain't beautiful. I'm not saying that Rodney Perry wouldn't even hit it.
Oh, fat and beauty are not concurrent terms. They don't run. You can be fat and beautiful, you can be fat and ugly. The two have nothing to do with each other.
Granny Wilder said, my legs are bigger than my arms, but I always had nice legs even when I was skinny. Look, we all gain weight over time. As we get older, you know, you become, you stop moving. And Barry says he is 51, 6'3", 225. That's a good weight. At 6'3", he's slim. He's slim. You know, but we ain't talking about that. We talking about women that look voluptuous, right?
That's 60 pounds of titties.
Easy. Her back is in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Good luck, ma'am. And don't get me wrong, I want to see him. And I can see him. I want to see him.
Wait, is that I'm gonna see her hand. Okay. I was make sure that wasn't an AI person. You could tell by the hands that they made them.
No. That was all her. That was her. Okay. But here's the question. Is the voluptuousness something as men, I'm talking to the men, are you requiring that? And maybe requiring our women to be bigger than they should be. And, you know, I don't know. Mama Miss says tits ain't always golden.
That's Victoria.
I'm headed to the chiropractor this week. Oh, that is Victoria. I'm sorry.
I don't think men require it. I think that as a black community, we have set a standard that titties and ass make for a beautiful woman. And I think men just fall in line. But if they really got to pick what they want, they would probably pick somebody that did not look like that to settle down.
I don't know if that's true, Drama, because I think that men, again, it's regional. Guys from the West Coast pick historically slimmer women, more fit, that are pretty in the face. Guys on the East Coast, they're going to pick a pretty face, but the woman's got to have body, right? Like, I find a lot of New York guys lean toward women that are not in their race, you know, because yeah, like they live in a melting pot.
Yeah, they're like Dominican, Puerto Rican.
Exactly. But they still a thicker woman. Down south, Barry said it, you got to have some ass. Midwest, how about this? I'm from Chicago. You from Cleveland, Chicago. Guess what a woman don't need to do? Look good in the face. If she got a damn body, she could literally not have a face. Ooh. Weight Ball says regional and seasonal.
The women definitely date some women, date men seasonally. So I know women that in the wintertime, they want them a big boy if they single.
That's a good question, Drama. You bring up a question. Are women into big boys?
I'm not. Keep your big ass away from me.
What's too big? What pounds? How many pounds?
It's not a pound. It's a stomach thing for me. I don't like stomachs at all. I will not tolerate
any stomach. You out of there.
I'll take a little after dinner pudge. That's the max. Like, you know how you get a little good?
So you prefer a guy with abs?
No, I don't care about abs. I like regular.
Anybody that don't have abs is fat.
No, I like a regular. I don't have abs. I just got a regular body. Like, just have a little flat. Like, just have nothing. You ain't got to. I'll take abs, but just have nothing. I prefer just nothing. Just be regular.
I don't know if that makes sense, Drama. I don't think you can get both. If your ass don't have abs, you fat.
I don't have abs. But I ain't fat.
But you just, I don't know.
I'm regular. I just got a regular body. The body that you had when you was probably 13 with the stomach, the 13-year-old stomach, that's what I like.
Danny Nash said, Roddy Perry, that's real. Midwest don't give a damn about a face. I'm trying to tell you, don't get me wrong, we like a pretty girl. But you, motherfucker, if your ass got motherfucking body, though, whoo. Like my homeboy, he's like, man, you know, one of the girls we grew up with, he's like, she look good, man. She look, I see the bitch, she still got an overbite. Like, she motherfucking bite your damn penis off.
He didn't see that. He saw it from the back first.
But her body, though, it's crazy.
It was a girl when I was in high school, one of my rival high school. The boys loved her. I used to hear her name all the time. And I finally saw her and I was like, I know you lying. They was like, you can't look at her face. Why can't I?
Uh-oh, Candy Kids TV said, well, damn. So y'all don't care about your possible possible offspring look?
When them genetic,
if you plan to have kids, why would you, first of all, let's stop right there. We got some of the best athletes in the world be marrying little tiny ass, non-athletic ass women. To me, that's stupid. That Alonzo Ball is a genius. He married that white woman. She was a volleyball player. She was tall. Guess what that make your kids do? Be great. Your daddy was an NBA player. Your mama was a world-class soccer player. Guess what? That's a great decision.
And let me tell you what else you need to look for. They brain. Because when you kid, how many children are, not even being funny, mentally disabled in their family? How many children? You got autism? You got to look at stuff like that. Because I'm dealing with that right now.
So you that passed down from person to person, you think?
I'm dealing with that right now with my son. I saw his daddy family. My daughter is damn near a genius. Graduated college 2 times before the age of 23. A genius.
So choosing a guy's mental faculties matter.
Yes, I'm really smart, and so is her dad. So I was an honor grad. Her dad, both of us are athletes. Now my daughter don't care about no sports, but my son was just diagnosed with ADHD. Had I been thinking of his family, I would have known there was a possibility.
But aren't they overdiagnosing these kids, though? No, maybe he don't have that.
I knew before anybody had to tell me. I could tell at age 2 when I know what terrible twos look like. It wasn't terrible twos because he's not bad at all. He's very well behaved. But he has a problem. Like how I'm talking to you.
Focusing.
He would be doing this the whole time he's talking to you. He wouldn't get up, but he would just be doing this.
So, did his dad display that those tics?
No, but he has 2 nieces that have autism that are about his sister. Like, both of her kids are autistic. And then in his family, there's mental retard. What, I don't think you said mental disability. I'll just say they slow. Like, it's in his family. There's people really? Who, yeah. So, there's a
so,
lot of
so
that in his family.
If you could go back, I mean, of course you love your son, but you would have chose you would have chose his father better.
I absolutely would have chose different. That's very important.
That now, Drama, that is super interesting to me because I be thinking that, but I don't know how to say it. You know, because you don't wanna offend people, but you know, wow, that it matters.
Mm-hmm. Thank God my son is smart as a whip, but he can't be sealed. So I had to fill out forms. So now when they do testing in schools, they'll allow my son, instead of 3 to 4 hours, he'll get the full 8 hours a day. And if he needs an extra day for all testing, they'll give him that extra.
Even now is he going to grow out of that? Is he going to grow out of it?
So thank God it's a mild ADHD, and we caught it early. So we do techniques at home that can kind of help him navigate and know how to turn his brain off so he can sit still. And it's right. not.
And you know what? How about this? You might be friends of like people become adults and they have these disorders. And you and what we didn't know when I was growing up is that everybody grows up and the world stopped caring. So you might have ADHD, but guess what? You still got to go your ass to work.
And I refuse to medicate my child. That's not an option. So we use
the. Did they try to medicate him?
No, his doctor gave it as an option because they have to. But she said, and I said no. And she said, thank you, because I don't recommend it. So not for him. She said she does have cases where she definitely would, like if they're aggressive, like, you know, kids get, do they be fighting the teacher? Because that's, some of them have ADHD and it's just not diagnosed. So I said no. And then she said she wouldn't recommend anyway. I got this packet of stuff that we can do though, and ways to help him get through his work. And then they give the school resources for him to help him do his work. But yeah, you gotta, you know what, Wade Ball.
What'd he say? I knew this lady who mama, daddy, and grandmother was all special needs. I was still hit it raw. Wow. How about that? How about that? They say drama's son is so sweet.
He is. He's a sweetheart. He just can't be still. He's not bad. His teacher was like, he doesn't get up and do anything. He'll do what you tell him. He just can't concentrate for long. But he's learning now.
Right. How old is he?
He's 7.
He's 7. So this is formative age for him. Now, my friend has her child is special needs for sure. Like, he's special needs. But he's growing up. He's on track with everything else. Like, you know, he might have show deficit in some areas, but guess what? He still like girls.
How old is he?
That motherfucker about 16.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That motherfucker is thinking about girls. He finding himself. But she be still talking about him like he a fucking baby. She's a comedian. She talk about him like he's a... And I asked her, like, why are you talking about this fucking man?
Because that's her baby.
Not no more. Like, she got... She won't allow him to grow up.
Oh, she gotta let him grow up now.
She gotta let him grow up. All right, stay right there, Drama. We're gonna take a quick break, man. We'll come back for more of the show. John, we've been talking like a mug this morning. All right. Hey, y'all, the name of the show is Rodney Perry Live. My name is Rodney Perry, and we'll be back at the top of the hour. Rodney Perry! Rodney's
Rodney Perry. Oh. All the way live. Get ready for America's number one funny man. Funny man. What? Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What's up, party people? We are back in full effect. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuned into Rodney Perry Live. Now, great conversation today. One Act Drama is sitting in the co-host seat and killing it as she always does. We've covered everything from kids with special needs to women with big fat booties. And that in itself makes this show different than any other show you can tune into in the morning. So thank you to my listeners, Danny Nash in the building. Let's look at some of these comments, man. I missed some of y'all. Let's see. Grady Wilds, just because we have disorders doesn't mean we don't have the same desires and urges as other people. Shoot. I've been married and had 5 kids. Granny Wilds, what are you talking about? By the way, Happy Autism Month. Is it Autism Month? I did not know that. Man, let me tell you something. If your ass out there and you can draw real good, God bless you. Because you're autistic. Okay, bad joke. All right. That's true, Granny Wilders. I like the little dance breaks. What are we talking about? Okay. Shouts out to Michelle. Sometimes medication can open the doors for a better quality of life for those who suffer from autism. Is it a suffering? Is it a suffer? Do you suffer from autism? Weight ball. I knew a lady. Oh, you know what? I don't read that again. Shouts out to Michelle. Michelle be typing some fucking long ass paragraphs. I'm not going to even try to read that. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Andromeda Jones. Andromeda.
Yeah.
What you got next? What's coming up?
This film Thursday. It's the first day of filming on Thursday.
How many days you got on it?
Because I'm in it, but I'm also doing DIT and props.
What DIT mean?
So when they're filming and then they pause to like dump the footage, I do that. I dump the footage and make sure it go where it's supposed to go. So when they get ready to cut it, I'm well versed in film. Please understand, I can do everything behind the scenes. I can do lights. I can do sound. When I was pregnant with my son, I didn't want to fall out of the scene. So I learned how to do behind the scenes.
I'm not mad at that.
So it's not much I can't do behind the scenes. Even in theater, I know how to work lights.
You like a Swiss Army knife. You know a little bit about everything.
I try, man. And I grew up in it. Like I went to school for arts, Davidson Fine Arts Magnet High School.
What city?
Augusta, Georgia.
Augusta, Georgia. This is coming up. The Helium presents Rodney Perry Live Helium and Elements Restaurant. That is April 21 through the 23rd. So they got me. They have a big room and they have a little room there. And I'm playing both that weekend. So I'm looking forward to it. But I just want to see how this thing gonna play out. And whoever that big room, I'm gonna steam their ass up. You rest assured. Comedy in Harlem is coming Friday, June 2nd and June 3rd. Four shows, Comedy in Harlem. Rodney Perry will be in the building. I like this picture of me. So I met this guy, the guy that took this picture. He is a, a ballet dancer that's taking up photography. I'm in Raleigh, Durham. He hit me on IG. He said, man, can I shoot some pictures of you? He came to the club, set up, and he shot about 30 shots, and this is one of them. And he just did a great job, man.
Good editing, too.
Yeah. I edited that on my iPhone.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just wanted that blue to pop on that jacket. But you know how you mess around pictures on iPhone. So that stuff is coming up. Mom is, what'd she say? You look cuddly in the second picture, Rodney. I felt cuddly, Mom is. I felt cuddly. Dope flyer. My flyer girl is very dope. I really like her. Her name is C Snapper. She's also a rapper, too. He called one of my celebrity friends.
You call
him
Ali?
I'm going to call Ali. If this person pick up. You sleep?
Just laying in the bed.
Hello, Kim Whitley. This is Rodney Perry. I am on my live podcast. What'd you say?
On the podcast and call somebody in the morning.
Yes, I did. And I looked at the clock. I was like, it's fucking 5:00 in the morning for her.
Yes. You called me yesterday and you didn't call me back. You weren't on the podcast then.
I was not on the podcast then. I got a question for you. Can you answer it real quick?
Yes.
Okay, you're a tall woman.
Yeah.
And you've lost weight. You're like skinny now. Do you miss being thicker?
No.
Really, why not?
Because sometimes you be knocking shit off the counter.
You ain't never been that big, Kim.
Oh, no. Look, let me tell you something. They have made these new airplanes, they have made these bathrooms smaller.
I agree with that now.
I got there and saw me turn sideways. No,
I don't miss nothing.
And you know, you can cross your legs. I can take the seatbelt. I don't need the extra seatbelt.
You don't need that little extender.
Don't need that extender. You can cross your legs. You can tie your shoes.
You can tie your shoes without getting dizzy.
You can no. You can tie your shoe without asking somebody else to tie it.
Nigga, put my shoe on. Hey, Kim Willie is absolutely my friend, and she gave me my first job in Hollywood, so I just called her sometime. And the name of this segment on my show is Roddy Perry Calling His Celebrity Friends.
Is it called Why Do You Call Them?
It just no, they don't ask why. Nobody asks why.
Oh, I thought, why?
It's really why you would answer me. That's a better question.
And you know, I thought, because if Roddy Perry calls you this early in the morning, I said, something is wrong.
And you know what? David would have hung up on me.
Oh, that is...
What do you want?
That is true. That is exactly what David would have said.
Last question. We're going on the Tom Joyner cruise. I talked to Luke Calhoun last week, the other day. Do you have your people locked in yet? Mm-hmm. The comedians, not your family and friends.
Oh, the comedians?
Yeah, she said you could bring a couple of people and I might be able to put my people into your list.
That is hilarious. I gave Lou the list of comedians I had. You know, she needed men. She didn't need any more women. So
I got men. I got people, but yeah, I'm gonna send an email today. But I was gonna try to weasel in and my guys in on your list because they like you more than they like me.
How about that?
You don't know my friends.
So you just bring in some comics that just started?
No, they fucking dope ass comedians, Marvin Hunter, and yeah, he's in Atlanta, Marvin Hunter. And JP Justice out of New York.
See, I don't know them.
Yeah, they both dope. I mean, you know, I know dope people.
Okay, I gave her Mario Torre.
I like Mario Torre.
Yeah, Speedy.
Speedy.
Don't make me
laugh. I love Speedy. He's a fellow Virgo. Speedy is gonna run through all the older women on the cruise.
Oh, he is going, and if they big.
Oh, the bigger the better. The bigger the better.
Bigger the better.
All right. Well, thank you for taking this call, Kim Willie. We don't have to go through all this on the line. I love you, and thank you for being a great human being. I'm going to call you right back. I love you. Bye-bye. Yo, shouts out to Kim Willie. Take my calls. That could be a cool... Hold on. Let's see who else I got.
You said Ali. He might not answer, though. Ali,
but why? He'll answer me. Ali will answer. Hold on. Let me see. He doing some press, I believe, for his the A-L-I.
Ali won't answer and text me back what?
Right. The name of the album, Domino Effect.
I got my ticket. See that right there? Get ready for Ali Sadiq. I'm ticking it up.
Is that Domino Effect 2?
Yeah.
Colon Loss?
Yep. Domino Effect 2 Loss. Got my
Hollywood Hop is in the building. Stay right there, Hop. Ali Sadiq must be doing something.
Yeah, ignoring your call like you do everybody. He gonna text you what?
3, 2, 6, 5, 6, 5, 1, 4.
Phone number. I've never had nobody's phone do that. Like, who does that?
Yeah, he old school. People at least take the phone number off.
Yeah, at the very least. All right, we might be able to get him in a few seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood Hobgood. Hobgood, you are in the building.
In the car.
Greetings and salutations.
No, he's in Wi-Fi. Don't act right in that car. But I like the car because it got a motherfucking super sunroof on that bitch.
So I went ahead and bought the Wi-Fi package for my car because you'd be clowning me.
That's
how I'm able to talk to you.
My man, hey Hob, how you feeling, man? You hot out? You in these streets, man? You kick your wife to the curb? How you feeling, brother?
Honestly, I'm about 175 pounds lighter.
Wow, how about that? Hey, what's too big for you? I mean, you're a big guy. How tall are you, and how much you weigh right now?
I'm 6'5". I weigh 283 this morning.
6'5", 283. How big is a big woman for you? Weight, height, weight.
You know something? If she has swag, I've dated a heavy set woman before because of how she carried herself.
Stop right there. Hop good about to say something wonderful. Okay? Here we go. Everybody, buckle your seatbelts. Go ahead, I'm good.
I've dated a heavyset woman before. It ain't about the size you are, it's the size of your heart. You know, if you got, like they say, some guys can get a woman because of their big dick energy. She go for the same woman for her big size energy. I mean, really, I've dated a heavyset woman. I sure have.
Not heart big because it's enlarged because she's overweight.
Look, every fat woman in America gonna come for a drama. Drama is this big, y'all. She bite size.
No. All jokes aside, this top good. That was a beautiful answer. Okay, that was beautiful.
The truth usually is.
How big is too big?
Lizzo
ain't really that big.
I don't think she's that
okay.
Big.
Well, shit.
She is a fat girl though, so you don't want her to identify. Like, you know what? You know what? I'll say this.
She would have got it because of her attitude. She would have got it still though. Shit.
You think so?
Yeah, she'd have got it with the lights on.
How about
that? I'm not mad at that because Lizzo's not big to me.
Lizzo, I like her attitude.
Lizzo's big as hell.
Not when you say how big is too big. I don't think Lizzo.
You know, because some guys think Megan Thee Stallion's big, and I posted
Megan
a picture.
Megan Thee Stallion is almost 6 foot tall. She ain't big, but she's a tall girl.
I posted a picture with her, and I had about this much on her.
It's because you're fucking 6'5".
And we were close. She ain't that big up close. I mean, I don't know.
No, Hobgood, you're a fucking giant, man. You're 6'5". Like, you ain't no normal human being.
But she ain't that big though. She's very attractive. She smell like baby powder and honey.
You live in the sky in a castle. Talk about feet 5 foot. But Mama Miss said it. Guys love. Hold on, where is that? Big women. Is that true?
I love a woman with confidence.
Lizzo is big, but she is very attractive. Girl can do a lot more than some skinny chicks. That might be true. Meg, let me tell you something. Meg threw the baseball out last week. Meg Thee Stallion is a specimen of one. She's an Amazon. She's a specimen of womanhood. I'm gonna say it.
Well, everybody
Lisa Leslie's a big chick. Lisa Leslie
is fucking 6'3", 6'4".
She's taller than her husband.
She don't have no choice but to end up with a short ass dude.
What's her name? What's her name? Cutie Pie that got a wife now. They used to date my homeboy from Oklahoma. No, God, no, I'll punch you. No,
first of all, they can't,
I'm sorry. Allegedly. She does commentate on TNT.
Goodness gracious, Sheba. All right, goodbye.
Bye. Beautiful woman, light skin. Damn it. She played for the Sparks too. God, what's her name? She's on TNT with Shaq and them a lot.
I don't speak sports.
The light skinned chick?
Yeah, long hair, pretty. Just won championship last year.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I can't think of her name offhand, but
she's cold blooded. She cold blooded.
So, do y'all like tall women? Taller than you?
I've dated women taller than me, but I'm 5'7".
You know, my mama was 6'3".
That was your pop. How tall was your pops?
6'5".
Y'all just a family of big people.
And I posted a picture the other day with me, my younger brother, and his son. My younger brother's 6'9½". His 14-year-old son just turned 14, wears a size 16 shoe, and he's 6'5".
Goodness gracious.
And I'm the smallest one out of my dad's boys.
So you the run of the litter.
Yeah. Pretty much.
But you probably got the largest brain or something like that.
No, I mean, I got my one brother. He's pretty smart. He don't use it for the right reasons, but he's pretty smart. I give him that. And I got my younger brother, who was in the picture with me. He's smart. He has his MBA.
Hold on. What does Victoria say? Victoria says, I've seen a man small like drama, and his wife was 5'9", 240. Goodness gracious.
We did too on episodes of Martin, Big Shirley. Next question.
First of all, you never saw Big Shirley. They just talked about it.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. The last season, when he was talking about moving in with her, we saw that lady.
Nobody was watching that season, though. Nobody watched that.
Oh, my God.
It was fighting.
She
was
had the big old hands.
Yeah, they never showed me.
They didn't show her face.
I know, but you can see her body. Whatever it was, she was a big girl.
Yeah, they just showed her from the neck down.
Yeah.
All right. It's about time. We're going to get up out of here, man. Y'all been great. Hopgood came through. What kind of vehicle is that, Hopgood? Is that an electric vehicle?
Oh, no. I'll text you offline. I'll be trying to tell people what I drive because I don't want them thinking I'm bragging.
Nigga, you bragging with that motherfucking super duper sunroof in that bitch.
It's a little go-kart.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. One Act Drama, how do we stay in touch, man? You got a lot of stuff going on. You're in a new space. We're so happy for you. How do we stay in touch?
Follow me on social media. This weekend, I'll be kicking it with Bill Bellamy.
Are you featuring?
No. I wish. He brings everybody with him. They just give me the guest spot on the weekend when he comes.
Okay. Nice. Shouts out to
Bill Bellamy. It's all a blessing.
Yeah, I take it. Now he bring everybody.
Oh, he ain't bringing.
No, he said, "Who does he travel with? Who's his comedians?"
Huh?
Who's his comedians?
Rudy Rush typically almost always hosts, and then A-Train.
A-Train out there on them high seas. Have you thought about getting into the cruise world, Drama?
So I talked to Daniel last week because he called me to do Guantanamo Bay.
I've been there. That's a great little gig.
I can't do it. I already got a show. So Cameron Key's doing it. So I'm going to do the next one.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, let me tell you something about that. Goddamn, they gave us a tour. I did Guantanamo Bay. We did it almost a decade ago. And so they had the detainees there still. I don't know if they're there still. We toured the facility where they were keeping the people.
I wanted to go so bad, man.
Yeah, you had to unpack on that with a bunch of comedians on one of your shows, didn't you?
Yeah, Dugard, we talked about, you know, that when we toured the Middle East and we toured, it was awesome, man. But when I tell you, when the moment was, help us, help, dude, I was like, man, y'all niggas on y'all own.
Oh, I know. I was in Somalia.
Wow. So One Night Drama is rocking with the great Bill Bellamy this weekend coming. And I'll be around Sunday. I might pop in on y'all Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
I might pop in on y'all Sunday night.
I'm trying to think if this the one. Somebody I'm with only has Friday, Saturday. Let me look real quick while you're talking to Hopgood.
Hopgood, how do we stay in touch?
Hollywood Hop _06 on Instagram, Charles L. Hopgood. On Facebook, and I got an impersonator page. You can join that one too. You
what
see
is that
one act? You see that somebody using my likeness, all my pictures, and the whole name is Walter something.
Oh, they told me it what they my you know I sent the thing. They said it didn't go against their guidelines.
Yeah, that's what they've been saying.
You got to report them. You just got to keep reporting.
I did. Oh, you said I keep doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been keep reporting. I mean, the guy now he's taking more and more of my pictures. His profile is my picture. And he's got other pictures.
You calling somebody? Right. You calling somebody?
I don't know what he's doing. Hopgood is doing Stuck Thizzle. Thank you for popping in. Oh, there he goes. Pop, he is back. Hey, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. The show has been great once again. Tomorrow, some good stuff happening. I was supposed to go shoot something with Delay, but it got delayed, but it got canceled. Get him on the phone real quick.
Do you know Ron Taylor? Why are you looking at it?
Who is that?
It's a comedian that's going to be at the Arlington Improv.
Delay. I got 4 minutes left in my show. I said, let me call Delay. One Act Drama is on the show. Hollywood Hopgood is on the show. How are you?
I'm glad you asked. I am a bit disturbed now. I'm currently inside of T-Mobile. My phone has been down for the last 48 hours, but it's up now. First of all, you just uplifted my spirits when I saw Rodney Perry on my phone.
Hey, man, I was looking forward to playing with you today, but we're not going to rock it today.
I want to do it anyway, Rodney Perry.
Just do the bit anyway?
I want to do it anyway. I don't miss out on opportunity.
What I got to do? What you want me to do?
Tell him
to say,
hey.
I'm outside these doors right now. You tell me what I need to do.
No, you take care of your phone first.
Okay, no, I'm outside. It's ready.
It's over.
You hear my voice?
You own it. Yeah, you definitely. Okay, I'm sorry.
I found that.
But I figured you had like two or three phones, though. You're a two-phone type of guy.
I do. And they shut them all down. It was all shut down.
That's your business, though.
That's why I was up early in the morning. I met them opening up the door. I was up there. I met them up there.
Yeah. I left T-Mobile and Sprint. I'm over here at Verizon now.
Oh, hell no. Oh, I left when the boy left. When my man with the glasses left, when he left, I left. That was the best time. See, think about it. They don't even have a representative now. They don't have a spokesperson. Who's the Verizon man?
Ain't no Verizon man right now.
Ain't no Verizon man. He gone. He took all that swag with him. And
with
the script
and
they face.
One Act Drama, say hello.
Hey, how you doing, Drama?
Good.
What we discussing today, Rodney? What's going on, man? I want to drop. I feel like I can add.
You definitely could add to it, Delay, because you do. You are well versed in a lot of different things. We had a young lady.
I don't like to say this, Rodney Perry, but my nickname is Worldwide Late. You know, I'm working on my third passport, so I've been around. I'm well traveled.
You've been around the world, yeah.
And let me tell you something. Ain't too many people that have been to war. I've been to war. How many people right up here do you know has been to war?
I know actually quite a few. I'm ex-military, so yeah.
Okay, I asked the wrong person then. I should have. Anyway, I've been there.
Yeah, you've been there. So we put up a photograph of a voluptuous young lady. She made it. Drama, what would you say her bosom was?
Definitely, probably a triple H. IJK element.
They don't use bosom. They stopped using bosom in '88.
No, it definitely came out of style. She definitely was a bosom. Would you say like a 50-something E?
No, she passed E. She H IJK element.
She say a 50-something HIJ. So the question is she fat or fine? What's too big, Delay, for a woman?
I'm glad you asked. I didn't even think you would ask me. Rodney Perry, the key is
The key is for everything to be proportioned correctly. Now, if she got a heavy top like that and her bottom is maybe square, you know, ass maybe rectangular, that's not a good look.
I'm not a fan of a rectangular ass now that you throw it out there.
I've never liked it. I've seen asses that look like protractors. Yeah, I don't like, I've never liked them. I've never liked that.
Okay. So is there I'm asking you though, D Day, is there a woman that's too big to you? No, you're saying.
Absolutely. She's not big to me. She's too big for me.
Okay. Okay.
There's a difference.
Now what's your rule? Do you have to be able to pick her up?
I don't have to get you up off your feet. I need to be able to move. I need to be able to try to be mobile with you. I'll try to, like, if I just, before we even get sexual, I'll lift you up and see if I can walk with you.
If you can get mobile, then that's perfect size.
There's nothing wrong with it. And that could be 350, right?
Wow.
350 pounds. If I can take three steps with you and I can be mobile, I consider myself being mobile, that's not bad for me.
350 is heavy, though, dog.
350 is heavy.
All right, hold on, D-Lay. Hold on, D-Lay. Stay right there. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Ali Sadiq.
Yes, sir.
Hold, please. D-Lay.
Yes.
We're on with Ali Sadiq. One Act Drama. This is Rodney Perry Live. Ali Sadiq, you're dropping a new album, man. Domino Effect 2. Talk to me about it real quick. A new special. Hold on, brother. It's gonna be an album too, though.
Let's be specific. About what we're doing.
But the digital premiere on Moment is people need to buy tickets to see the 72-hour digital world premiere, not the album. The album will come out.
So wait. The special is you've already done it. It's in the can.
That's why it's a digital world premiere.
You know, I was watching your Instagram feed, man, and you said something I thought was really dope. And, you know, I questioned you when you put out Domino Effect, like, why would you put it out independently? And you broke down that you didn't own those other specials and you own this Lock, Stock, and Barrel. Dude, you 10 million in. Talk to me about what this next thing is going to do. Oh, my God.
So, the premiere at this point is, you know, people get a chance to premiere 72 hours. It costs, you know, $20-some-odd, you know, and I'm putting it out on Moment only for 72 hours. Then after that, you know, we're going to pull it down, we're going to revamp and then come back out. And we probably have, you know, come out with 10 million, views, something up in that category. So
this thing is not going to live on YouTube like the last one. You got another platform.
It's gonna live on YouTube at some point, but the premiere, it will premiere on Moment, and that would be. It's almost like people just buying a ticket to watch my special, to watch me do it, you know, and then it'd be gone.
I love that, man. Dude, you're really groundbreaking in terms of, you know, how you're marketing the special, how you're getting out to the world. How can we help, bro?
Man, people just post it on their page and tell people and push towards, hey, man, go see his premiere. Go buy tickets, support his premiere. You know, that's the big thing.
I can go to your Instagram page or to the website and buy a ticket right now.
Yeah, you go right on and buy a ticket. Right on Moment. You go on OliSpeak.com and buy a ticket, and you have 72 hours to view it when it comes out April 19th. April 19th is the premiere. It'll be up the 19th at 7 p.m. People for the digital world premiere, and then people can watch it. It has a replay.
How you spell it? That's Ali S A D.
No, S I.
I
it's Ali as well.
He know I'm messing with
him. A L I.
What is this way I got to spell? What is that? How you pronounce that?
It's I D D I Q. I don't know.
Can you ask him?
Hey, Ali told me. He said that ain't my name. My name ain't no sad dick.
can you ask him to explain? Like, I got my ticket first of all, but can you ask him to explain Moment?
well, it'll be advantageous for them to support this, because you should be coming out on the same platform, doing the same thing. I'm just trying to give another avenue for us. You know, maybe people can look at it and be inspired. Maybe they won't. You know, Domino Effect 1 was groundbreaking as far as
instant classic, man. Well done.
Oh, thank you. This one is a little, and this one is, I can't even really describe this to people, because it's more than a comedy special. It is really, really well thought out. It's really, really good.
Ali Sadiq, last question, man. When you're coming up and people don't know, you have the luxury of people just not knowing how dope you are. Now they do. Domino Effect 1 is on the street. Is there pressure to outdo the first project?
Not at all. But like, I wish it was. Not at all. I don't, because when you're doing your life in chapters, how can 10 is supposed to be better than 20. Yeah, I didn't have no responsibilities at 10. I'm just living my life. 20 is, I'm a little different, but it's another chapter in the book. It don't nobody read a book and say, oh man, chapter 1 was way better than chapter 2. Nah, you just read the book, and then you give a synopsis of the whole body of work. You have to wait until my body of work is done to say, man, chapter 1 was like this, man. Chapter 2 is really when I learned a bunch of things. Chapter 3, oh man, did you read chapter 3? And you know, it's going to be like this. It's a book. So,
And can we look forward to this being a book someday?
Oh yeah, Domino Effect 1 is already a book. You know,
I'm saying I can go buy the book right now. Is that what you're saying?
No, you can't buy the book right now, because I haven't we haven't edited. But the book is written, is done. We're laying it out, because you've written the book before. You know how it goes.
Indeed.
You get your pictures out, then you edit. And then, boom, they've written the book. You know how it go. The book will be out shortly.
The tickets are already on sale. One Act Drama already has her copy. Go ahead, Drama. I'm not sure if he can hear you or not, but try.
Oh, can you just ask him to explain Moment? Like, because that's relatively new.
Ask him to explain Moment? Yes.
The platform.
Talk to me about the platform, Ali.
Streaming platform, you know, where you can go, you can put your stuff up. And, you know,
is it Moment or Moments?
Moment.
Moment.
It's all on my web. It's all on my web. It's all on my Instagram, so people can read. A lot of people don't read, which is crazy, because I got a lot of. Hey man, so what city is this in?
they about to go. They about to get a flight.
City that you live in. Whatever the city you live in, there it is. So, you know, people, man, so you got to keep explaining it.
Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, Ali Sadiq on the line, maybe the greatest storyteller of our time. Ali Sadiq, that's Siddiq. Domino Effect 2, Loss. Wow, I'm excited. April 19th, it goes down, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Remember that title, and you will see this, man. I think this is gonna help people. Like, I don't even think this comedy special is to help people. You know, like, this is a real, like, therapeutic moment in life. Like, what people deal with. So I'm excited for people to see it. I'm definitely. I don't know how people just don't even try to judge it. They're gonna be like, ugh, I don't, man. This is different, because this is a totally different piece. It's a totally different piece.
Wow,
man! Thank you for this interview, brother. This bombarded interview.
Hey, the name of the segment is Roddy Perry and His Celebrity Friends, and I'm like, Ali, pick up the damn phone. Hey, man, thank you so much. Hey, well done, man. I'm a friend and a fan, man. And it's an honor to have you on. We had you on right before Domino affect one. I guess it's one now. Hopefully we contributed to, you know, some people going and look at it, man, because you're a great comedian and it's an honor to call you a friend.
Oh, man, the pleasure is all mine and the same, brother. You, you know, I love you. And I'm always pulling for you. So, man, anything I can do to help and anything I can do to make your platform better, you know, let me know. I'm always here, brother. We can do it. We can do a little further in depth interview after it premieres, and people can go in and talk. We can go in and talk about it.
So I love it. Let's do that. Let's plan that. His name is Ali Siddiqui. He's an awesome human being. Thank you for taking the call, bro.
Thank you, Kyle, brother.
I love you, man. Be good. Boy, I love you. Such a great guy, man. Wow. Shouts out to D-Lay for popping on as well. We was about to close out, Drama.
That was good.
That was a great chat, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to figure out this whole thing because he should be able to hear you, but for whatever reason, my callers haven't been able to hear you. And so I'm going to figure that out. Because I need you to co-host, you know, ask your questions and stuff.
Why do you want to hear that right now? Is it an app? I know it's not. Of course,
It's a streaming platform. Yeah.
Oh no, I know it's what it is, but for people that don't, because like you said, people don't.
Exactly, read. People don't read. My name is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. Go pick up Go check out Domino Effect. It is premiering on the April 19th, I believe it is. The name of the album is Ali Siddiqui Domino Effect 2. /loss. Wow. And it's going to help people. Let's find out. All right. That's our show for today. About to get up out of here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all my friends and family that's been rocking with us today. And let's not forget One Act Drama in a new crib, in a new spot with the circular thing at the door. What? All right. Let's get out of here, man. Find my little button. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.